With a pandemic raging, for many people, this Thanksgiving will be unlike any other. Our Ideas and Opinion Desk wanted to know how people are coping and how they're planning to navigate the holidays this year. Here is what we heard.
I've practiced the phrase, "This year we are staying home, and so should you," a lot. Given the rise of cases and my role as a caregiver for my mom with dementia, we are staying in and being really firm in our boundaries.
We spend every Thanksgiving with my husband's enormous family. It's loud, chaotic, caloric, boozy, exhausting, and a day I look forward to all year. This year will be different. It's just going to be my immediate family and our moms. I'm sad, but I'm confident that we're doing the right thing. As someone said, we won't gather this year, so we can gather next year with our entire raucous crew intact.
How do you celebrate and grieve at the same time? That's what I'm thinking as I prepare for Thanksgiving 2020. This is one of my favorite holidays because it focuses on food and not commerce. Every year, as my kitchen fills with the seductive scent of butter, garlic, and a roasting bird, I love thinking about how many cooks are in their kitchens creating some variation of the same meal. The toughest part of the day will be the empty chairs at my table. Both my daughters live on the West Coast and won't make it home. It's been over 9 months since I've seen them.
I'm feeling nervous heading into this holiday season. I remember what April in the Northeast was like as a frontline doctor treating COVID-19 patients. I don't want to see that happen again.
We're all staying in our respective households this year, which feels like the safest, most responsible thing to do. But I hate that my newly widowed mother will be alone instead of surrounded by family during this fraught, tender time. I hate that so many other people will be experiencing the same thing. Their first holiday season after the death of a loved one, without friends and family around to ease the pain.
I used to spend long weekends inching along clogged highways between Boston and my in-laws in New York, desperately wishing I could instead be having anything but turkey at home with my husband and kids. This year, my dream is coming true. The clamor, laughter, boredom, and gluttony of past get-togethers will be replaced by something muted and small. But we'll feel a new sort of connection in our parallel solitudes.
I'm feeling grateful that we've gotten this far. In the spring, the holidays seemed a lifetime away. Any disappointment I feel about making adjustments now feels tempered by hope. Also science.
With two promising vaccines on the way, I do feel cautiously optimistic. I'm thankful for our happy newborn baby, who is our greatest gift. In an extraordinarily difficult year, we feel supremely blessed.
A pandemic can be clarifying. It can force you to reflect on the messiness of your life and to think about what's at its core. Instead of putting too much stress on the holidays, I'm trying to focus more on the simple joys in each day.
In my big Italian family, anything of importance happens in the kitchen. On holidays, my mom and her three sisters hustle to get hors d'oeuvres out and tend to the stove, all the while laughing and talking and singing The Temptations into turkey basters. The din of those voices, the cocoon of my family, is what I'll miss most. But I know that this year, to be all in this together, we have to stay apart.
That was Judith Young, Franny Kartoff, Kathy Gunst, Abrar Karan, Julie Wittischlack, Sarah Shukla, Tafadzwa Magwe, Jay Baruch, and Chloe Axelson. You can read more on this very different Thanksgiving by visiting our website, wbur.org.